My name is Victor Bijan. I just got to get rid of some cows, so I've been kind of busy. And I had a guy come out and pick them up and round them up, and which, anyhow. Yeah, that's going after what you're calling on the ambassador. I never looked at it that way, but that's it's a way to look at it. I mean, we kind of are ambassadors representing the risen Christ, beseeching man to accept the risen Christ for his salvation, and still be in peace with those that reject it. But anyhow, I don't have much to, like you was asking, Mike, am I ready? Well, I am ready. I was going to bring a little bit as in Acts, Luke's recording here and saying, sirs, why do these things? We also are men like passions with you. So see, Paul and Barnabas here, they're men just like others. And we are too. And so, and he preached unto you that you should turn from your vanities. And that's true. Vanities. So you can stop and think, see, I was going to go to Romans 1, because they once knew God, glorified not as God, being vain in their imaginations, and their heart was darkened. So see, mankind, and Paul has turned to these is saying we unto the living God. See, our God is, he's alive, all right, which made the heavens. So you got to understand, the God of creation, Genesis 1:1 and 3, and let us make man in our image, that Trinity. And yet Satan fell from heaven, and he's not a snake, he was a man, just like an angel of light is. They're ministers of unrighteousness, but also deception. But he made the heaven and earth. So Paul's talking about God who made heaven. We really got to believe that. If to have a God consciousness, to believe which made heaven, himself, the angels and the fallen angels, and the sea, all the things that are in therein. So see, he who in times past, there we get that time past. See, I'm going here because it's time past. Suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. In time past, they did. They worshiped their insects, whatever. And he commanded all men to repent. So, I'm going to go to Acts 17. And it says in Acts 17:34, yeah, thank you, Mike. Yeah, have you a certain man clave that didn't believe among them, which was whatever, and the woman named No, that's not the one. Oh, 31, excuse me. 31, Mike. Acts 13, 31. Because the day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, where he had given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. So in Romans 1, Paul was sacrificed to God, but also by the resurrection of the dead. See, it's the living, resurrected Christ that appeared to him. And in 1 Corinthians 15, there, he was born out of due time. Yeah, he was risen in power according to the Spirit of Holiness, but resurrected of the dead. See, God, in time past, he winked at men. He winked. And Acts 17, they felt after God. They worshiped the unknown God. A lot of people, you know, I noticed they don't, most people in churches do not know God. They don't know him in creation. They don't know him in, I mean, I used to work construction and deal with men. They cuss and damn God and all this. But see, they don't even know the Creator, the one who gives them rain, seasons. So see, it's something I've learned through fallen man, in his nature even. They deny the existence of God in creation. And so Paul's saying he will appoint a day where the just by the man whom he had ordained, where if he had given him an assurance, or given assurance to all men. And he raised him from the dead. And see, assurance now, even though we read the book of Romans, you got to understand Romans 1, 2, and 3, 3, 9, 3, 10, all have sinned, come short. There's none righteous, no one, their throat isn't open and sepulchre. See, all those verses, things as a lawyer brings indictment, as a prosecuting attorney. So there's none righteous, no doubt one. And Paul is using that to indict his gospel. And by the way, the revelation in 1:18, or Romans 1:18, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Notice, it's not the heavenly wrath or earthly wrath. Heavenly, it's the heavenly Christ that appeared to Paul, gave him a divine message. And also, righteousness can't be given by law in Romans 3:19 and 3:20. So, you see, those are all the world is guilty. And the good news is, but now it's the righteousness revealed from faith to faith to all them that believe. See, being witnessed, even the righteous God which is by faith of Jesus Christ and all them that believe, there is no difference. So see, that's good news. Paul brings the good news. Peter, in Acts 2, he brings the resurrection which Jesus appeared to them. And he had to show him after he resurrected, and showed him Isaiah 53 and Psalms 22 of himself. And that's, but Peter doesn't, yeah, a murder indictment. That's what it was. You crucified him. You killed him. And yet he says, repent, O house of Israel, for the remissions of sin. So see, our message is not remissions. Ours is in Colossians 3:14. All of our sins are given. All of them. It's a written fact. We're seated in heavenly places. He's risen from the dead. Ephesians 1:20. See, people have to... And here's another thing. The King James Bible, which I believe all of it, every word, every jot and tittle, there's no mistakes in it. Yeah, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. And he's in heavenly places now. He's not coming back as a baby. He's not coming back in Christmas. That's a historical fact that took place. He was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. All those things, Isaiah 9:6, was a fulfillment for the Jew. And I'm telling you, it was the Jews, even Anna the prophetess. They looked for a Savior while they were in bondage to Rome. So say, we have to look at the Bible historically when we read and study it. John the Baptist baptized. And Christ appeared to Paul, Acts 9, yeah, months after the events of Martha. Yeah, you're right. So, Acts 9 took place, but see, the giving of even mercy that Christ was going to give to Israel, go not in the way of the Gentiles, but go to the lost sheep of the house, Matthew 10:5. That was a commission given to them. And yet when he resurrected, he appeared to the 12, showed him who he was, and you got it. So see, when we preach Acts 2, repent on the house of Israel, that's not our mail. That's still to the house of Israel. The kingdom was to be established, and yet God gave him, after the cross, in the cross, Father said, here's your king. We have no king. Give us Barabbas. So the same setting there, the Lord said, forgive them, Father. Forgive them. Israel, the Jew. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So see, when he was baptized, this is my son in whom I will please. Hear ye him. While he was on earth, he was speaking to the he was speaking to the house of Israel. And everything in there was to the house of Israel. We could learn much from that, but it wasn't. The mystery was a hidden. So when Paul was intercepted, born out of due time, he saw the heavenly Christ, and he heard the voice. He saw a light. He said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus, who you persecute. So see, Paul is my apostle. He's our apostle. Yeah, he was trembling, all right. What would you have me to do? He was scared to death. Just like we should be, well, and not scared, but see, trembling at, see, like Paul says, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not for me also, but all them that love his, what? Appearing. See, when we come to know and realize Christ appeared to Saul, and yet, in 1 Timothy 1:16, in me first, hereafter, all them that believe. See, Christ came to save sinners. He's starting a new gospel, a new message, a new calling out of heaven that was hidden before the foundation of the world. And yet, in Luke 15:10, Christ came on earth to save that which is lost. So see, we're not in that area in Abraham's offspring, even though Christ came to die for all men. He's buried and resurrected. So Paul's distinctive message of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you, I like that, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. See, Peter didn't preach that. And also you have received, written hand. I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received. See, Paul received this message from the risen Christ, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried and He rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. See, that's what saves us in Romans 4:25. Romans 4:25. We have justification because of the resurrection. We have peace with God. And if we read all chapter 5, man, God demonstrated His love for us and while we were yet sinners. We were ungodly. See, my message is Paul's gospel. Because if you don't learn to forgive somebody, you ain't saved. Or you haven't come to know you're forgiven through Christ. Because see, God commanded His love towards us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yeah, I like that. I was going to Ephesians 4:32, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as Christ for sake has forgiven you. See, that's the whole issue. It'll solve marriages, it'll solve your neighbors, your hatefulness, your this and that. Because see, if you don't put yourself back at the cross, where Christ took His place in your behalf. And by the way, this is why I have to forgive me. There you go, brother. And I mean every one of them. But see, when Jesus said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. You got to know, see, if you don't have Christ died in your behalf, in Romans, we were ungodly, He said something of wrath to come, we're complete. And I could just, you know, if we just read all of Romans chapter 5, but it's all there. The first Adam was disobedient, the second Adam was obedient. And see, by the obedience of Christ, who becomes sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made righteous. Yeah, we're sealed into the day of redemption. And yeah, I like that, Mike. Romans 3, 3 and 4. And those are very chapters that you must read and study. And it's not a long study. It's just really, it's reading and understanding what it says. Yeah, He hates that seal. You're right. Because, you know, and I'm telling you, people, and what He hates too, though, in right division, when people don't go, see, you got to, even though Romans is our foundational truth, Romans 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, but see, the rest of it, it's not all there. Yeah, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, speaking evil, put away from you. And that's what the fruit of the Spirit is. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, temperance, meekness. But as I was saying, I then forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, we're sealed. I don't know what I was going to say. I just forgot. But, See, we go through Romans 8. There's more to it. Romans, 9 through 11 is through Israel's program. Bondage has happened to Israel. That's why they will be saved. It says in Romans 11:26, they shall be saved. God will save them from their sins in ages to come. But we have to understand government now. Government is not through Israel. It's not the theocracy of the 12 tribes and Israel's going to rule for the nations. Government now, God is, he's instituted a government to all nations. Every nation has a government. Yeah, fallen Israel. And government, we have to understand each country has a government. Our country has a government. It's a wonderful government now since Trump's in. And see, this is another thing people don't like me for, because I'm in heavenly places, but I'm on earth still. I have land. I'm not in the Mideast. I'm not in the land of Israel. Those nations around Israel, Iran, Iraq, they're enemies of Israel. They're Israel's. Yeah, you're right. But, we have a unique government. See, you become a citizen of this country, you become a new man, a new man in this nation, one nation. We're no longer Polish or German. We're a new American, and the framers knew some things. Except, I'm just saying that because it is a unique government, even though it's got its battles, just like everything, we have our battles. But what I'm saying is that we're in heavenly places, and we're also seated with him in Ephesians 2:6. We're seated with him in heavenly places. And Ephesians 2:1, you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world. And Ephesians, we're in the spirit that now worketh to show disobedience. And then verse 3, among whom also we, notice we, Paul included himself, had our conversation, in time past, in the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and of the mind, and the nature, and the children of wrath, even as others. In verse 4, but God, now look at that, God who is rich, I'm telling you, man, this is really, to me, it's just exciting, the word rich in mercy, because Paul obtained mercy, 1 Corinthians 1 through 16, he obtained mercy, Christ came to save sinners, who I am chief. He was killing that little flock at that time, zealous of the law, and yet God interrupted him and saved him, forgave him. So he's the first one in this body, because heaven, remember Jesus says, where I go, you cannot come. Only body was there was God and the angels and the, evil angels. So he opened up heaven with sinners, that's going to give him glory after they go through Romans 6. God, when he planted us in his death, we died with him, and we were buried with him, we were resurrected with him, together, the word together appears, and then we're seated with him. We're glorifying together with him. And there's so many other words together, but I'm telling you, that to me is just wonderful. God is rich for his great love. Notice it says great love, because he took these Gentiles, Diana worshipers, which he left Acts 28, I must go far hence to the Gentiles. And you could imagine him going to these Diana worshipers And he's never really, he's given us too. Because see, you can read Romans, you're not in heaven places. He's not telling you that. Yeah, they will hear it. You're right. And so see, in Ephesians now, it's a wonderful gift of his great love wherein he loved us. So I like what Paul says in Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet I, not I, but Christ liveth unto me. In the life I now live by faith of the Son of God. Yeah, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, now you got to understand, the now I live is not by the law. It's the grace of God, the one who loved me and gave himself for me. Live by the faith, and now here it is. Here's the big one too. Faith of the Son of God. It's none of my works. It's his faith. And I'm telling you, it's hard for us to let go of ourselves and believe what the scripture says. Who loved me and gave himself for me, you and I, all of us, being found in him, having not my own righteousness, which is by the law, but through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So see, I'll tell you, such great love to where he would go far hence to the Gentiles, kind of worshipers, but now he's, and he's concluding in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace we're saved through faith, not of ourselves. See, a lot of folks got to see that. That's what changed my life as far as being in religion. I read every book, I'm telling you. I still go over with my wife. I had one of the biggest libraries. I burned them all up. Ruffin, I have so many books. And what I know preachers do, they'll say they're saved by grace through faith, but they leave out the next one, not of ourselves. See, they got to put themselves in some sort of work. It's a work. It's a work. I got to go to church. I got to tithe. I got to go forward. I got to repent. I got to confess. I got to shake the preacher's hand. I got to be in the best denomination. I got to go to church. I got to sing in the choir. I'm telling you, if you don't read Ephesians verse by verse, it'll set you free. Not that we're better than anybody, but it's not a work so that the man should boast. Because if it's works, you're always boasting. You're not boasting in the work that he done in the cross for your sin. Become substitute, taking your place. So see, what really gets me when I read the account, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. When they were us instead of Christ. People want today, they want an angel of light. They want somebody to transform themselves as a minister. They want somebody instead of Paul, our apostle, and his authority and his doctrine, and also the King James Bible. Because see, that's the confusion. It's so plain to read Ephesians 3. Yeah, to the apostle, to the circumcision, the same was committed to me. Yeah, and to the uncircumcision. So see, there is two different ministries, but one of them was what? Diminished. Peter's no longer, we can't use these epistles. They're going to be a royal priesthood. to the nation of Israel. We are new creatures, new man, in the body of Christ. Christ is risen. He's our head. And by the way, He's risen. He's risen. I got to say that over and over. He's risen. Ephesians 1:20. Because see, people don't believe He's risen. I'm risen with Him. You're risen with Him. You're seated with Him. Give Him the glory. He's risen. And some of the grace believers out there have more joy, you know. I'm glad I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, no matter me. Anyhow. So anyhow, that's Paul's unique gospel. And then the book of Romans, which is our foundational doctrine. And, you know, I have so many things to say when I especially Corinthia. They were babies. They weren't getting into me. They were taking Passover head coverings. They was eating meats. They were circumcising there. So see, a lot of it that people using today in Corinthians, I'm reading it historically. Paul saw through a glass darkly. He only gave them what he could give them, but also, if you read 2 Corinthians 12, the Lord appears to him, gives him information about his own healing. Then he's taken a collection for the Jewish saints, and that's not told today. See, because people are using that as giving or collecting, giving, offering, and that was to the Jewish saints. To me, keep your money, provide for your wife and your children. Yeah, the poor saints of Jerusalem. And the thing is that to work with your hand that you may give to those in need, indeed. And they got to be in need, indeed. But anyhow, see, they're taking Corinthians. Then 2 Corinthians is now where Paul is talking about to which Christ. Yeah, we don't know Christ in the flesh no more. He's given them the further education of the resurrection, their identity. So see, yeah, wherefore we know no man after the flesh. We have known, I like to have known, Christ after the flesh, yet henceforth now we know him no more. And we don't. By faith, he is in heavenly places. It's all by faith, not by sight. So see, we're new creatures in Christ. But when I was a Baptist, they'd always use new creature in Christ, but they never used that verse right there. They always put you under some kind of... And that's funny how a minister will leave out scriptures that he don't want to use. Because, see, if I don't know him no more, if he's seated in heavenly places, Ephesians says, I'm accepted. Colossians, I'm adopted. I have redemption through the blood. My sins are all forgiven. See, they don't want to tell you that. Then also in Ephesians, he gave gifts unto men. We're no longer tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight and cunning craft of men who lie in wait to deceive. Now get that, lie in wait to deceive. Yeah. Conscious after preaching a slighted partial truth. And it is. I'm only just done. See, they lie in wait to deceive. That's a cult. Just like Satan was lying in wait to deceive. He was, hath not God said? He knows the Bible. She said, God told us not to touch the tree. Ain't that something? She answered him back. She talked to him. And that's just what cults do. They don't want to tell you that you're risen to Christ, seated, all your sins are forgiven. Yeah, tossed and fro, carried about every wind of doctrine, winds of Baptists, winds of Methodists, winds of Pentecostals, winds of Jehovah's Witnesses, winds of Mormons, winds of Catholic, winds of Islam. I mean, they're winds. They're churches that establish so-called churches in our country. In my town right now, there's 30 or 35. And which one? Ephesians said there's one Lord, one faith, one hope, one spirit, one baptism. And that's not water. That's Romans chapter 6. We were planted together in his death and buried into his death and risen. One God, one Father, but all. And through all and in you all. For one spirit, we're baptized into one body. I like that. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all men. We're baptized into Jesus Christ. Baptized into his death. Therefore, buried by him and Tibetan like raised from the dead. By the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. Know ye are the body of Christ, members in particular. No, that's not water. Water was for Israel. When John the Baptist baptized, he baptized the Jewish men for the priesthood. Remember, he's starting a new nation. We're in Christ's death, and that was a baptism that he best baptized for our sins. We're planted into his death. When I grow a garden, I plant the seed in a fertile ground. Plant it and wait. And it comes up corn or radishes or whatever. We were planted, buried together in his death and raised in his likeness. So Paul, this is a very well verse that everyone should memorize. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live. See, it's not in my flesh, which I can, but I now live in the flesh. I live by faith of the Son of God. It's not of me. It's by faith of the Son of God. Get that? By faith of the Son of God. I have so many people say, my faith, my faith. Oh, it's the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, that's a verse that just, I am crucified with Christ. Get that. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. So another Victor Regen died with Christ. Yet I'm still alive. Yet not I, but Christ lives where? In us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And that's all of us. See, when you read Romans chapter 5, it's self-explanatory. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. The love of God was demonstrated for us while the Son of Christ died for us. So love is the, I like love. Love passes all understanding. Love passes knowledge. Because see, in Ephesians, it's his great love. in Ephesians 3:1, which we could read there, verse 1, 2, and 3. For this cause I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. Now get that. We're all Gentiles. And you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you word. A dispensation given to me, to you word. God gave Gentiles no commandments. Even though in 1 Corinthians 14:37, I can't quote that, but that wasn't the commandments of the law. How by revelation he had been known to me, the message, as I wrote you a few words. If any man think of himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge the things that I write. I like that. I write unto you are the commandments. Paul writes, not Moses. See, Paul says, I write. So it's his right, his authority. Yeah, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. That's so true. So, our commands are given by Paul. He's our apostle. And then make known the mystery. So, are we saved? Predestination? Are you saved? Are you sealed until the day of redemption? Cursed is every man that hangs on a tree. Well, you can't be keeping the law. Not for your obedience, not for your salvation even. So, okay, thank you guys for, it was just kind of a kind of up and down issue, but I hope you guys understand that it's all, we're saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves, it's a gift of God. Lest any man should boast. Our boast is in Jesus Christ. No, we don't. I just believe what is already written. I mean, he appeared to my apostle. He's the apostle of the Gentiles. The good news that Christ died according to the Scriptures, was buried and resurrected on the third day for our justification. That word is theology. I took that word in theology. I had to learn all that stuff, predestination, before the foundation of the world. So anyhow, thank you, Mike.